Evet, private. Okay. Zeker dus met al die mooie jacht die zo pinters. Zeker de heel schöne was hier zo fout. Okay. First of all, welcome back to everybody after Arbeta's manim. So we're continuing in Yoni Hukas Muktzah. We're up to Lamed Zayin. We'll let you know when we finish in Yoni Muktzah what the next lima will be. So we'll see. Has it yet to be determined? Okay. So the topic of this week's shiur is Be'inyan Tiltul Ner, meaning here we're using the ner in the modern sense of the word candle. You know, I always tell you that ner in Chazal means ner in Chazal means receptacle with Chazal, and it's but in modern Hebrew ner is a candle. So what's the din? Can you move a candle on Shabbos, an unlit candle? What's the story of an unlit candle? Is that called Muktzah Mamish? Is that a Kalisha Malachtol Isser? How would you quantify an unlit candle? That's the first thing. And the second thing is Gafror, which is also modern Hebrew, matches. This I remember from Mayor Kesselman asked several weeks ago. What's the din if you have a match on the Shabbos table that you lit some extra matches? Are you allowed to move them off the table on Shabbos? So what's the story, say, with unlit matches? What's the halachic status of unlit matches? So what would you say, Bepashtus, in both these questions? What's the din of a unlit candle? So Ariel Yerushalmi says he thinks it's a klisha malach to listen because it's used to do the malach of havar. And the same thing for the match would be the same. So we'll see what others do. They the post can agree with him or disagree with him or. And that's what we'll. That's what we'll see. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Ches if Dain, Katichas Cheres Shin Nishbara. If you had a piece of pottery that was broken, b'chol, broken on the weekday. Ikli. In other words, it was part of a big, say you had a pot made out of, you know, pottery, and part of it chipped off. So, Ruil Chasas Bokli, and you can use it to be a stopper on another Kli, Tantalto. So you're allowed to be a Tantalto. Right? You could use it as a tzamukzah. But if you already threw it in the garbage, so then you made it, you took away its status of clean because you already threw it in the garbage, this broken piece. Then also latatala came shabatla bios od clean. Let's skip the Ramah for a second. The Davka, continuing the Mechaber, Davka Chatichas Cheres, Mishum Deisim, Dasi B'Shivei Kalim. Well, Dover She'im Bo Shaykh Kli Sroros of Avonim, but that's only, you only say let a Kli because it functions as a cover, a stopper. But a stone is also could function as a cover for a narrow bottle. But since that was never a kli,
Okay,
So then you knows you can't. And that's what Ramah says. Hagah, the whole davar she'inu kli klal, also l'taltalo, afilu tzarech gufo, kol shuken l'tzarech makom. That anything that's not a kli at all, you can't metaltal. So now let's look in the Magen Avraham. So you have a piece of Magen Avraham Yud Ches. You have a piece of metal. So it's just a slab of metal. So he says, chaybikas, or a slab of wood. So those things are not kalim. But he says, psila mikri kli. Say you just have a wick. A wick. So he says a wick is a kli. A wick is a kli. It has a function. K'moshe kosev beis Yosef b'shem Truma Sadeshin. Hey kosev toisus. Psila shleima mikri kli. That is, if it's, and the post can say it doesn't have to be mamish sholim, but it's a wick. It's still functional. Oh, so Rabbi Avraham Neumann Shlita is asking, doesn't a kli have to have a base kibbutz? And we're going to see Be'ez Hashem next week. Be'ez Hashem, I think it's the next week's packet. What is the status of a ball on Shabbos? Is that called a soccer ball? Or to just play catch with somebody? Say you're indoors or you're inside an A review. You want to play catch. Is that mutter on Shabbos, playing catch? Or is that this a muksa? So that's next week, Be'ez Hashem. Because Avraham Neumann is saying to me that usually we assume that a kli is a receptacle. Here is no receptacle. It's just a psila. And yet the Magen Avraham is saying that's a kli. And therefore he says, the psila shleima mikri kli. The shivre psila mikri tsaras. And but if pieces cut off, then that's like stones. It's not a kli. Okay, mutter l'taltal psila shleima l'tzarech gufo l'tzarech makom. So if you need it, you want to take a psila and use it for tzarech gufo l'tzarech makom, so then you would be allowed to do so. Then he says, "V'nir li the mikan bargala b'pumei d'inchi." That people commonly say, "The mutal taltir ner shalom shall chaylev." Take a wax candle on Shabbos, and it's not muksa because it's a kli. He says, "Mikol makom toim hein." In other words, obviously it means that it's mutter because it's tzarech gufo, tzarech makomo. He says, the cause of Yosef, al mokum shenogim shepam yishona shemul lebeis haknesset mevi ner shava biyodo afil b'shabbos. That there was a minhag that the first time you brought your son to shul on Shabbos, he would be carrying a wax candle. Is that what you did with your son? You carry a wax candle, obviously not lit. Abel is a tilto. Kaven Shemi Erev Shabbos Choshvol Havio. The machshava materis l'taltal hamukza. So he says, "Li nirash ena nina don laraya." Doesn't mean l'shtamish ben b'shabbos. You see, and he says the thing that they were talking about over there was apparently the Magen the Machzis Hashekel on page 3. But so I'm a bishlam harias the muktzin him. You know, something that's muktzah, some type of thing that if you prepare it, you think about it before Shabbos, you can sit on it and use it as a mat on Shabbos. But there, you can, there's a usage on Shabbos, so you can be. So even though it's maybe it's like pieces of wood or things like that, but you could, if you think to use it as a mat on Shabbos, you can use it as a mat on Shabbos. But who says you could do that to a candle? Because a candle doesn't have any usage on Shabbos that's permissible. I assume it's the Shimon Doran. That's what I would assume. Not the Marutberg's, not them. I assume it's the other one. That's what I assume. So, does Lina and Tom came? So he says, "Klisha Malach." So it's a kli. And then he says, but maybe there's no use for it. Then he wants to say, so maybe tach it's us. The only reason it's mutter is because it's a cotton. And the cotton can take carry the muktzah if there's an eruv there. So the Magen Avraham seems to say that it's a kli. A candle is a kli, or a wax candle is a kli. Say there's some candles, some candles fell out of the box before Shabbos. It's on your Shabbos table. And you need the space, or like the sheet of the Kavanas Halev, that if it bothers you, you could take it. So then fine. But for no reason, even a klisha malach to leheter, has to be some type of can't be shalom l'tzarech klal. So certainly klisha malach to leister. So basically, the Magen Avraham is saying it's a klisha malach to leister. That a candle, an unlit candle, is a klisha malach to leister. The wick in the Magen Avraham also he said a wick. Yeah, so they're both klishim malach to leiser, but they're a kli. So it's mutal l'tzarech gufo l'tzarech makoma. Wouldn't be a kli, it wouldn't even be mutal l'tzarech gufo l'tzarech makoma. And that's what the Prima Gadim here writes on page 3. Look, the Prima Gadim, I'm going to rub. They're chaylev shalim malach to leiser, b'shar l'tzarech gufo makoma. The Tina there biyado v'avi v'achso biyado, because he's a Tina. That's like the Magen Avraham says. He's a Tina. That's why it's good. So since he's a Tina, so then it's good. Oh, so the question is there any other counter sheetness about this matter? So let's look at the Morg Tzia. Now, this Morg Tzia is very appropriate for the West Side. Why so? It mentions the Jewish center here. Page 7. Because Rabbi J.J. Schachter was involved. And Rabbi J.J. Schachter wrote his doctorate on Rav Yaakov Emden. And so they put out this edition of Rav Yaakov Emden. So he is involved. So it says, Rav Yaakov Yosef Schachter, Rav Kilas HaMerkaz HaYudi in New York. So a pasta that we should learn from this edition of the Morksia when we're in the vicinity. There are other editions, but she's learned Dafkin from this edition, correct?
I was just getting raised by my father, but it was 17. Had tremendous karate, instructed his children and grandchildren in the nation, like seeking out the chief center. Not like from Yakut.
From his grandfather. So that's why he was so anti. That's why he made became such a kanoi against. Interesting. Who says this? Okay. But that's a side point. But now let's see what he says about candles. What is the Chacham Tzvi's approach to candles on Shabbos, unlit candles? What's the Rav Yaakov Emden now? So look at the Morksia on page 8. So he disagrees with the Magen Avraham. He quotes the Magen Avraham here in the bold print. He says, "Pashut shegrasa lesser mepes av letzarech, elodiecha av lefi dimyon ha'olam." He told him, "Welcome him to him." In other words, doesn't mean that he holds that it's a klisha machdolis. He says, according to the minhaga olam, what people thought, that's what they think, that they're wrong. Rav Pshita Hanamita Usihi Biyadai, Dani and Shi. Vaday Ner Shel Chelev Shava Ein Toras Alav Kli Lagamri. So he disagrees with whatever that was stated there before from the Magen Avraham that it's a klisha malachto iser. He says that a candle, an unlit candle, is not a kli b'chlal because it has no function. What are you going to do with it? You see, a hammer, it's a klisha malachto iser, but if you want, you could use it to crack nuts. See, here there's nothing to do with it. And what else is there to do? The only other thing there's to do is to light a, but you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So he says, it's no better than basar chai. If you have raw meat. So he says, raw meat is muktzah. This is nothing to do with it. So it's like eitzim vavav. So Chazal Midi came in the Lachil of Shem Tashri Shein Ruim. Lo Adiv Mi Basa Chai. Chilo Chazal Lo Kos Osir. In other words, you can't chew it. So if it's not chewable, then it's Osir. So look what he writes on page 9 of Yaakov M. The paragraph on the right side that begins, Lekach Nirali. Second paragraph, page 9. Tach nearly she'osu betiltu legamre. Afilu tzach gufo u'mekobo. Evo halu leik avonim u'tzoros. Lochazin klau. Avo gav zeru mei nasos behem tashmish. Afetar psi la'as to borrow. He says he doesn't think it's so kosher that psila is a kli. So what is he saying then? But in order for something to be considered a kli, it has to have be at least some usage, some possible usage on Shabbos. This doesn't have any usage. It doesn't have any usage, and because the one thing that it has usage for is not is also to do. So that's what that's what Rav Yaakov Emden says. Someone the Pshat of Emden decides that there was the Magen Avraham seems to say that it's Kalisha Malachto. This therefore would be Mutter L'Sof Lufa Makom. Rav Yaakov Emden says it's not even a Kli. Not even a Kli.
Rabbi, the more Kitsi reminds me of Hil Kamai by electricity. He says the same type of a concept that it's not.
Did you say Ari?
This more Kitsi is similar to Hil Kamai that we discussed earlier regarding the electric kalim. What that is it a kali? Is it not? Hil Kamai also said it's not a kali. Right? Isn't that what he said?
No, it's not a kali.
I forget the exact union, but I tell you, by electric cable.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago, right? When we talked about, Now, if you look on page 22, the far for this, yeah, so he says on page 22 of Mishnah Berurah Khan, maybe Mayayavs. This is the piece. The Sefer Morksia, the Neiris Sol Shabel, Ochelev, Shleim, and Mehmukzimach was Gufa. The Tamishim Enel of Shekli, Bokhazi Lachil Tashmish. Kenelem Sevet Shem Rosh. Sosom Lobiyam Medea Kabanos. But then he says, "V'yesha b'yeru." He says he can say a different svara of why a candle is eitzav avanim. It's really the davisha tashmishu b'derech kibul, ancient kliyalov. Wow! So he says that anything that the usage is that it gets burnt up while it's being used. Is not a kli. The definition of a kli is that it's still ba'olam after you use it, so you can reuse it. But if something burns up with what's its usage, you see, the different shot, not because there's no heter usage. Even if you want to say the iser usage, in theory, would make it a kli, but that's only, kli has to be something, a choser v'choser, that you could use it nachamo. But if you can't use it, so it's not a kli. So that's a different svar. That's a different svar. Now let's take a look at the Or Letzion. That's one of my favorite svarim, the Or Letzion, Rav Letzion Abashol. In other words, he speaks about matches. What's the story with matches? And matches really, before you get, really we should look in the first. That's one of the classical svarim. Rav David Ortenberg. 14, now going on to page 15. Ish is topic the Shvibbele, right? That's matches.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Idino Kikis. For it, then you look to Dino Kikli, Shemach to listen. So he said, Chor, it's a Kli Shemach to listen. That's the Chor, the same discussion, the Kli Shemach to listen. And there's a discussion whether we make a gzeira, that you might crack a piece off. But let's look now at the Oral Tzion. On page 19. Sheila. Imuto l'tal tal gafro today l'nachos bo'os ha-shinayim. Can you take a match to use like a toothpick? So he says, Tshuva, Mutu Talha Gafra Gidei Lanachos Boshina. Now he explains it in the bottom. He says, Yesh Rodan Gafra Dina Kalishamach Listen. Because what's the story? The same story, same Shiloh we had about the wicks. And the same Shiloh we had about the candle. Now we're going to have the same Shiloh. Yesh Rodan Gafra Dina Kalishamach Listen. There was the same thing. It's a one-shot deal. As we very often speak about, you know, the Tfilas Kalim. That's things that are disposable, don't need the Tfilas Kalim. Rabbi Bari said to me once, he thought also, even if you use it a couple of times, that's also still, you know, say you want to use a tin can, use it a couple of times. You're not going to necessarily throw it away the first time. He thought it's also... You know, there's a different. You know, the things that you keep in your thing is a permanent thing. Those are kalim. These are not kalim. So he says, "Yidei yesh lahachiach lechor she'ein shein kli alav." Why? So he quotes Dinah Shulchan Aruch Shin Ches Tezayin. I think I put it in the packet here. Shin Ches Tezayin. Have it here. Page 5. Yeah, Shirk is looking at page 5. Shirk has design. Says the Mechaber. Choluk, if you have a shirt, Shakivso also, so you laundered the shirt. Tachva bokana lutlos boliavsha. And you took a piece of wood, like a branch, say. To hang it up on the branch, you know, a detached branch, to dry it out. So the question is, on Shabbos, are you allowed to take off the shirt from the branch? Now, it's not a branch attached to a tree anymore. It says, Yochol Hashem, no me'al apana, avalika hakonam yitzocha osu. But say you want to take the shirt off the branch, that's okay. But if you want to take the branch from the shirt, that you can't do. Fisha ain't a kli, because the branch is not a kli. Bitocho kli, then muta litlo bitocho, a few who machto this. But if you use the kli, then you could take the kli away, because it's sort of kufa mitocho. So he says like this. So why is the branch not a kli? Says now back to page 19. Says v'nei yesh lochiach l'chayra she'ein shein kli alav. Mashakosim shulchan aruch chalak shekivso also v'tachvo v'akana liavsho yochel shamto me'al akana. Avalika hakana misocha aser buchak shekem she'ein also elo l'shoa l'chashiv kli. In other words, he's saying it's you only made it for this. Is not a real kli. You needed something to you can put the shirt on, so you put on this branch, detached branch. What did you got fruver? So you could say the same thing about matches. That matches are not being made to be reused. But then he says maybe we can make a distinction. Ella Sheyesh Lachal Shani Kana Kevin Shea also made Kara LaHasaka. Omahani Mashal Kech also was Manuot the Shimush Kidela Shiva Kli. Was because really the branches are made for firewood to put in the underneath the fire for cooking or whatever. So now you want to take a branch for a second and use it to help with your shirt. So that's not going to make it because it's really for something else. Man ha'animah shel kech also was ma'amu al yishimish k'day lachshivu kli. Ha'shein ken gafrosh also mikara l'shimish ve'a hashivu kli. Maybe you could say that a match is manufactured for this. So then maybe it's considered kli. In other words, we're talking about, again, a match that wasn't used yet. But not, in other words, once it's used already, then it's worthless. Right? So what is it? It's nothing. But beforehand, so if you say like the Svara of Yaakov Emden, that what we had two Svaras. The one was that it's Kiloi, right? Not going to reuse it. And the other one is that so it's only made What was the first for again? Of Yaakov Emden?
It's not.
Well, he was talking about the candles. Candles not clean because it was like because it's yeah. 1 second. Yeah, he said over here. Yaakov Emden, what page again? Yeah, page 8. Because you can't use it for anything heter. You can't use anything heter. So then that would apply over here also. You can't use anything heter. The other story is because it's a one-shot deal. So the same thing over here. It's a one-shot deal. But he says, Emma's near Shagar for Mechshav Kli. So he wants to say maybe it is a Kli. Why?
What would you say, Rabbi Zai, if I left my Neroinim glasses on the table?
Say that again?
What would you say if I had a few extra Neroinim glasses?
Yeah, okay, sorry. Okay.
We're back, good.
Back, Baruch Hashem. So, so the Shaila is, so what is this? So Pashtus is, it's the same Shaila. The matches should be the same Shaila as the candles, like you see to say. But he says that he thinks, no, maybe this is better.
If I want to use a match to eat the herring with.
Right, you want to use the match to eat herring. Like a toothpick. You want to eat herring with the match. So that would be the Shaila. So if you hold it's a Kli Shemalach to Lisser, then it's Mutter. But if you say the Svara that it's used Derech Kiloi, it's main use. But now you want to use it. In other words, the Shaila is once you have a, we're talking about a match that you didn't use yet.
And if you did use it, then I blew it out.
If you did use it, maybe that's totally in the Shiloh, whether you threw it away yet. he already discarded it, like we saw by the Shiver Kalim.
This happens all the time. Don't the women leave the burnt matches like there?
Right. So they leave the burnt matches, yeah. So that's, if you take a look, so how are the burnt matches, they can't, it's muktzah, you say. So what about if you have a matchbox full of matches? The Ezra of Harford speaks about on page 22. He says, "Kufstas gafurin matches. Tradition al shulchan achar adlok is neir Shabbos. Right, say you left the box with the matches on the table. So could you take it away? You don't want to leave it on the table the whole Shabbos. Yeah,
especially if you have children, you don't want them to play with the matches.
Yeah, so if you have children, there's a child of sakana, so that could be a separate hetzer. But even if." Silas, if you don't have that issue. So then if you say that that the nair is considered muktzah because it doesn't have any heter like Rav Yaakov Emden, so then this should also be. But if you hold like the Magen Avraham, then maybe it shouldn't. So then he says, but maybe matches is better. Because according to the reason that there's no heter by a candle, page 23 on the top right, top left, the first arrow, he says, Gam tam rishon yesh lo amid lo shayach kol kach min odeinu shagafa roi v'harbe mine hishtamshus to tam tanim. In other words, you could probably use a lot of odds and ends you could do with a match. But then you're not going to use the air for that. I mean, it could be basically the same, but the air is considered like machmas kisar kis, maybe.
In my generation, it was a toy. We used to build things, towers.
They used to build towers?
Yeah, you take the matches and you square them up, one on top of the other, build boxes, up and up and up. It's like...
I mean, as a game.
As a toy, as a game, yeah.
Well, that's going to be Shiloh, what we're going to discuss Bez Hashem next week about playing ball on Shabbos. Is that considered a kli that you use just for recreation? But there's no usage. It's only a recreational use. There's no receptacle. There's no stamshus. There's stamshus. You throw, you have, you know, is that called a stamshus to make a ball into a kli? But he says, this is better because a nair you're not going to use for other things, and you may use this, like you may use it for the herring, or like that. You may. That's also a big discussion about
who is the Agrishash?
Yeah, that's one of his friends, I think. I don't know his name. Well, he quotes him once in a while. I think there's some big Tam Chacham, maybe Williamsburg or something.
He brings an interesting question, not again, but. What's called a Graf Shel Rei? It has to be something.
Yeah, yeah. So Graf Shel Rei, we didn't even talk yet. So that's going to be future shiur. We'll have to talk what a Graf Shel Rei is. But the shaila is also that this is to me is a big shaila also about if something that's one time is not a kli. So is there any din of tikkun mana by all the shaila contemporary shailas we have today tikkun mana about. Bottles and cans and this and that. So there's a discussion. Maybe one could say that it's all not a problem because it's all disposable. So maybe there's no din of tikkun kli and something disposable because that's not a kli. I once discussed it with Rabbi Badi. Sefer was matched that way, but then he thought differently. But maybe there's one of the shilas that people ask a lot is chopsticks. To make chopsticks on Shabbos, right? Because you have the two things, you separate them down, but then after you use it, you throw them away. So is that considered a...
You mean to break them apart?
To break them apart on Shabbos. Is that mutter, or is that... Because you see, if Harford has thought, there's a problem, because Gemara says that you can't take a piece of wood and cut off, like, and break off a piece to use as a toothpick on Shabbos. That's Tikkun Mar. So that's Rav Harford's question. So if you say that something disposable is not a kli for Shabbos, so then why is that a problem? Why is the Gemara saying that's a problem? Unless someone to say that maybe it's Man Chazal, that they didn't throw it away. They cut it off and then they used it again and again and again. Not like us today, that we're mufunokim, we don't use things like that again and again. But maybe in a Hanami?
I think some people hold with chopsticks that it might be makib patish to break it.
But maybe all those shilas of makib patish, maybe if you say that something is disposable, it's not a kli, then maybe it won't be.
Right.
Because makib, you know.
Well, some people, right, are makil about. You know, because I know some places when you look it up, they say you can't open a box of matzah on Yontif and you can't do this. And, you know, but other people, I think, are makel about
it. Yeah. Right. So there are a lot of svaras to be makel on things. Things that are disposable. So because really, horror, if you say the svara that something's chapam is not a kli, then one maybe could say the only that all these shilas, all the modern day shilas about this bottle and that bottle and that bottle, maybe wouldn't be a problem. Unless you had the Harford as his kasha. His kasha is from the kisim. That the Gemara says you're not allowed to take a piece of wood and take a piece off and use it for your. So the question is, what was it? Was that disposable? It was not disposable. It was disposable. And yet Chazal say it's still us, and then the person still has an us. But if you say no, case of the Gemara was that they used to use that again and again, not disposable. I mean, they didn't have toothpicks. You didn't have manufactured toothpicks. So from Mistama, they broke it. Each time did they break off another piece, so they only used it once. But maybe they broke it off, and this was their... But in a Hanami today, that everything goes to the garbage after one time. Maybe that's a discussion. Some say maybe al daraf shino you should do it, but it's not so pushed that all the cases in Shas, except for this one case that you could question, case of the kisim, you know. But now most of the cases in Shas are talking about permanent kalim. And then, if say like this, that would be very far-reaching about all these shilas about this can and this bottle and this, you know. See, Rav Mani has a piece of the same about opening up a tissue box on Shabbos. He says it's mutter to open up a tissue box on Shabbos. It's disposable. What are you doing?
It doesn't matter whether it's on the perforated lines or not.
Even on the, perhaps you, I think he would have, maybe if I'm not mistaken, maybe even on the. That's a shalom machatech on the perforation, but that's only if you want to do a bebida. He and I, the reason you do it on the perforation is just easier. It's not that you dafka machbid, it should be that particular. In other words, machatech is when you want to do it in a special size. But here, you don't really care about the size. That's what Shlomo Zalman said. Perforation, the concept of perforation shouldn't make it worse. Exactly. Oh, Rosa said, the Kamarna permitted the ripping toilet paper on Shabbos. So the Minhag HaOlam is not. Kamarna. I ate the Kamarna. In other words, you're cutting it over there, not because you want that particular size. It's because that's where they made it, so therefore it's easier to do. And in terms of tikkun kli, well, you're throwing it, it's disposable. Unless you say that even things that are disposable have a din of tikkun kli. So the minhag olam is we don't do, at least by the paper towels, we don't, and the toilet paper, we don't. Shalas, people are makel on some people are makel on the bottles, that, but that could be for another reason, not because it's disposable. Just they assume that the kli was made already. I'm not convinced that the disposable svara is not a good svara. Yeah, what do you say, Ari?
How about a soda can to pop open the tab on the top of a Coca-Cola can?
Yeah, same thing. Someone would say you can't do it because you're making a Pesach Yofa.
Pesach, yeah.
But if you're saying that Pesach Yofa is only a din of tikkun mana, that's only talking about you have a permanent barrel. Be making it, but here is a. You know, I think there's a good svara for this idea that there's that one question you have to figure out who's right on that kuda, that gemara that says that you can't lachzos boshino, you can't take a piece of wood, cut it off a little bit, and lachzos boshino, because if lachzos boshino was a one time thing. And it still says it's awesome, and even one time things are awesome that he could not. But if it's that taka is not a one time, then it would be then you would understand why that is awesome and everything else.
Forty years ago
in Russia. Nothing off. So Dr. Lebov, you were in Russia 40 years ago. 33 years ago, you were in Russia. And it said, in Russia, nothing was disposable. Everything was what? Like bottles. Bottles were reused. Besides, nothing was disposable. Maybe newspapers, but everything.
So you would wrap things.
Right, so he's saying that he sees, he in his life in Russia for 33 years ago, nothing was disposable. So certainly, Bismarck Hazal, nothing was disposable. So if you say like Dr. Lebov, then we have a good svara to say that all the things in America, things are different because everything's disposable. I mean, not everything. You know, all the things that were just, you know.
Yeah, but don't you see by what's considered a keli for Natilas Yadayim of the Kiddush, that they're the mustaki. So they had a concept of disposable, but that was like a nothing. Like a mustache.
Those things were right. They didn't have hayam.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where everybody has a piece of that. It's not al menas lichto. Okay, Rabbi says, so this is the machlokes here between the Magen Avraham and the back of the Avitz. About candles and wicks, and then the other discussion about the matches and how it's all tolerated on these different shaylas.
Rabbi, by Rabbi Yaakov Emden, he's basically saying because you're not using the nair, so therefore, since there's
the Shabbos, there's nothing mutter to use it for. It's sort of like the Shep explains the idea of proof to math was chisar kiss. But if you want to say the other svara that Rav Harfinis quotes that it's a one-time thing, so that even though this bottle here is one time means sort of once I finish all the cells in, I just throw it out. It might take me a couple of times, a couple of shiurim worth to stay here to assume it. Okay, Rabosai, I'm glad we were able to work everything out at the end. Thank you all for coming. It's good to see you all. Bez Hashem, next week we'll continue Bez Hashem to see after the Shmaya.
Have a good night. Good Shabbos. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night. Okay. So how do
thank you for the call, Rabbi.
Yeah, sure. Good.